Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. What do you say we go ahead and talk some hockey? Not just hockey. Let's talk some Winnipeg Jets hockey. We are joined by the head coach of the Jets. He is in his sixth season with Winnipeg. He is closing in on 700 career wins. He led Winnipeg to the Western Conference Finals last season. They're in first place in the Central right now. They're at Philadelphia next Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by the head coach of the Jets, Paul Maurice. Paul, it's so good to have you on the show. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jim. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to visit with you. So let me start here. You are the coach of the Central Division team at Saturday's All-Star Game. So why don't we start there? How do you go about approaching that game itself and the entire All-Star experience?
You know what? Have a whole hell of a lot of fun. I got two guys on the team, Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler. It's Mark's first. It's Blake Wheeler's second. After that, so look at the best of times. The players don't want to listen to the coach. They're sure not listening at an All-Star game. So,
right. Like
I said, I'm gonna try to pick a good suit and stand in the right spot on the bench and smile a lot. That'll be about it.
My man, Paul Maurice, that's a great plan. Joining us to talk about that. All right, so you're just over a week off at this point when you've got a chance to step back and kind of look at how your team has gone through the first few months of the season. As you look at what you have this year, what kind of thoughts do you have, and how would you describe where you are right now?
You know, last year we had a pretty good run. It's kind of a breakout year for us. We finished with, like, about 114 points, second in the NHL. And then we graduated with about five guys that were in their 30s. So we got quite a bit younger. We weren't particularly worried about it, but there's some growth that has to go along with it. So we're pleased with where we're at right now, because the Central Division is tough hockey. It's hard to survive it just from a health point of view. But we still got a long way to go. We think we're capable of contending for a cup, but we don't think we're there yet. So we've got these 2 or 3 months before the season ends are really, really important to us, just in terms of development of all these young guys. But we think we're close enough. We got a lot of work to do before that. You know, when the dance starts here in April, we got confident we're going to be there, but we got some work to do to be good.
We're talking Winnipeg Jets hockey. Head coach Paul Maurice is my guest. Now, you are in first in the Central, despite the fact, though, that Patrick Laine has scored only one goal this month. What do you make of how he's handled his current stretch?
I'm watching it. That's all I am. So what's happened here is you got a guy. The other stat that's important is he's got 25 goals, right? So he's 20 years old. He's got 25 goals. He's gone on a tough stretch of scoring. And this is important. I mean, these guys have to learn how to go through it. So he's handling it as well as we can. We've changed positions. We had him on the right. We've moved him over to the left wing. We like that an awful lot. One of his line mates got injured that he normally plays with, so that may have affected a little bit. But I think with any of these great scorers, they go stretches where the puck's just not going in the net. Last game, he hit a crossbar at an important time. He missed the net on a real important one. And normally those will go in, or one will go in for him. I'm not worried about it. I think he's working as hard as he can. But sometimes I think, because a kid scores 44 when he's 19, he's not scoring 88 at 20, you know?
It's incredible, right? I mean, Paul, you never want to put too much on a young kid like that, especially when all eyes are on him. But you've had a chance to coach some really, really talented players. Where does Patrick stack up with the best that you've coached? I mean, what makes him special? What makes him different?
So that shot, and I can't explain it to you anymore. I've never seen anybody get a shot off like that around his body. The closest guy ever that I had might have been Brendan Shanahan, and he had a real hard release and could get to the puck in that real quick. But this guy shoots it all different ways. The rest of his game, he's like any other 20-year-old kid. He's got lots to learn. He's going to physically mature into his body. He's a big man. He's going to become a powerful forward. But the shot, it comes off inexplicable to the goalies. They don't know where it's going. It comes off so hot. And he can dig that puck around his feet or anywhere around his body. So what's happened to him now as he gets to the National Hockey League, that shot is still elite, but all the other parts of his game need to improve. And that's a new experience for him. And we're helping him kind of navigate that.
That's a great explanation. Paul Maurice joining us. You know, you mentioned Brendan Shanahan. I got to ask, Shanny, like, what was he like in the room back in the day? How strong of a presence was he?
So that's my first or second year in the NHL. We're the same age. He is all of the things that I think that you see. Like, he's got a great sense of humor, a little bit of a joker. very, very intense, and serious when the game was on the line. He could fight, he could drop lives, and he could produce. So he's got the whole spectrum. I think the personality, he's got a little twinkle in his eye. He can tell a pretty good story. He'd be a lot of fun to drink beer with, I think, but a very, very intense man.
Hey, Paul, you think or you know?
No, coaches and players never mix, man.
Never. I know it. Paul Maurice joining us. I respect it. Listen, I mentioned in the intro, and you're closing in on 700 career wins. It is a huge number, and it's even a bigger number when you consider how your coaching career started. Back in 1987, you were the captain for Windsor in the OHL. The St. Louis Blues sent down a player, which meant that Windsor needed to make a move. The move they made was cutting you at Christmas, even though you were dealing with an eye injury at that time. What do you remember about that time?
I remember... I remember the conversation that ended it. I was really upset, not because I thought my career came to me. I knew my career was coming to an end. I wasn't a great player. I had had the injury. I was just upset because I didn't know what I was going to do next. You know, for all of these guys, whether you retire at 19 or at 42, you're not doing much else in your life but playing hockey. And at that time, you know, I'm there's not much else that I have, right? So what am I going to do next? So the conversation after I was done playing from Jim Rutherford, who's now the GM of the Pittsburgh Penguins, was I think he should get into coaching. And that's how it happened to fast. So that's how my career started. I got cut one day and I got hired the next day as an assistant coach by the gentleman who eventually hired me to coach the Hartford Whalers and the Carolina Hurricanes. He's now in Pittsburgh and I'm in Winnipeg. So it was the best. It was the worst day of my life, and it turned out to be the best day of my career.
All right, so, Paul, for the record, though, how old were you at that time, and what was your reaction when they first asked you if you might be interested in coaching?
Yeah, so I would have been 21 years old, and my dad asked me that question about 3 years early, probably because he had watched me play. He said, do you ever have any interest in coaching? And I was so insulted by that, right? Like, I thought, why would I coach? I'm going to play 20 years in the NHL, man.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
And then it turns out he was right. You know, it didn't work out that way for me. Coaching was something I enjoyed right from the very start. And once I got started, I kind of knew that's the career path that I had. But I was shook up. I was a little bit lost there. And I was just... I mean, the big story in my career has always been Jim Rutherford. He's the guy that mentored me and that kept giving me opportunities at a really, really young age to coach in the National Hockey League. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be closing in on 700.
Paul Maurice joining us. So he knew. But as you look back on it, you were named head coach of the Whalers at 28. I mean, that's incredible looking back at that. You said that you weren't ready. But then at the same time, can you ever really be ready for your first NHL job?
Not when you're stepping out of amateur hockey. If you've never if you never played in the NHL, there's so much to learn. You know, just the daily grind, the daily routine, the logistics of running a team. But at my age, I wasn't ready because I hadn't even defined my own coaching style or really what I believed in. But the advantage that I had is I had a general manager who knew that. He also knew his team wasn't very good. And he figured he might as well get one guy to learn on the job while he was fixing that hockey team. So we were both kind of growing at the same time. I really appreciated the opportunity. I'll tell you what, Jim, I appreciate way more now as I look back how crazy that was for him to do it and the risk that he put his own career at in doing it. The backbone or the spine that took. That's probably the reason why he's got 3 Stanley Cups. You know, he's brilliant at long-terming planning things, but boy, that took some courage to put a kid with no experience behind an NHL bench.
Hey, listen, you're approaching 700 wins, so obviously he knew there was something there, but it's a big swing, right? It's a big swing to take a shot on somebody that young. Paul, before you go, I want to ask you about Winnipeg. I want to make sure Winnipeg gets its fair shake because you know
right.
The rap about Winnipeg that existed in the past. Players would talk about being cold, dark, boring.
Right.
Hell, the San Jose Sharks wondered if there was Wi-Fi in Winnipeg. What do the people have wrong about Winnipeg as a city where you can live and work?
So this is just the story of our family's life. This is home. Like, they've got wonderful, wonderful people. So maybe it's an age of life thing. I don't know if they ever fly into Winnipeg to go shopping. But if you're looking to have a good life, to raise a family, to have good people around it, and for us, like, hockey is our passion. It's our life. And that's true up here. It's like not like any other Canadian city, though, because they lost their NHL team and they came back. They love them differently. You know, it's the prodigal son here. So they just They love this team and the players on it. It's a wonderful place to live and work. But most importantly, it's a great place to raise your family. When you have kids and you feel that responsibility of giving them an opportunity to have a good life, Winnipeg, you couldn't ask for anything more.
And then finally, what's clear, and you point out that the city loves the team, but it's a different kind of love because the team was gone and then the team came back.
Right.
Team captain Blake Wheeler said the relationship between the team and the city is a lot like the Green Bay Packers in the sense that they have so much pride in the team. What does that pride mean to you? And then how much of an advantage is that with the home crowd when your team shows up?
Yeah, so you know what? We've got a real, I think we're about 55-13-4 in the last 2 years at home. We've been a really, really powerful home team. You know what, I hope this comes across right. I don't know if I can explain it well enough. I worked in pro sports my whole life. And the best thing I could say is, like, when I die and I got to meet St. Pete at the gates, he's not going to be saying, hey, go on in, you coached in the NHL. You know what I mean? There's got to be more to your life. There's got to be a bit of a social contract. There's got to be something that you give back to people. That's what being in Winnipeg is great. I can work in pro sports but still feel like I'm doing something that's good for your community because they're so connected to it. Hey, you go to a coffee shop in the morning after a win, you got a lot of happy people. After a loss, they're still with you, but they're not quite as happy. So you feel that connection to your community that's a real important thing.
Winnipeg is in first in the Central Division. He is in his sixth season with the Jets, and they're at Philadelphia on next Monday. Paul, I've been looking forward to that, and that more than lived up to the hype. I appreciate you. I appreciate the conversation. That was a blast. Thank you so much.
All right, Jim. Thanks. Anytime, man.
You got it. You have a great day. Paul Maurice, that was so good. Man, now you know why everybody loves him. And what a great story.